The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay Garvin's. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show, and I get so fired up when I can share some of my experience with you. And today on this podcast, my power segment, I'm talking about bang for your buck.
Show me the money.
It doesn't matter where you are in the United States, how old you are, how young you are. I want to talk about the biggest bang for your buck with home improvements. With your primary residence, you can even apply this to a rental property, as I'll refer to. But in the next 9 minutes, I'm going to talk to you. If you're going to spend money on real estate, where do you get your best bang for the buck? And this is from experience. I'm a licensed mortgage lender, of course. I have 9 properties myself. 3 of them I'm turning into 24 properties and then selling them. And I've had more than 14 houses that I have flipped and renovated through my career. So I actually have some experience here. And I'm going to give you some of my personal stories, but the bottom line up front is this. First of all, you can call me at 719-330-1457 anytime to have a conversation with me about this. You're not going to get a staff member. You're not going to get my executive assistant. You're going to get me. So call with a question. Don't be creepy. But I'm here and available for you. If you're not in a place that you can call me right now, you can go to ChurchillColorado.com. ChurchillColorado.com. Pull down the tab. You can sign up for some of my classes and podcasts. You can put your information on the right-hand side, and we can sit down and talk and say, Jay, give me a call or send me an email. Now, today, with biggest bang for your buck, I'm going to give you the bottom line up front, give you some of the details, and then wrap it up again. With home improvements, the 3 big things to remember are this. Actually pay cash for improvements and don't finance them. It's one of the silliest things you could do, especially the hundreds of people that I've seen that put a $15,000 kitchen renovation on a credit card. See it all the time. It's just ludicrous. That's not a $15,000 renovation. That's a $20,000 to $25,000 renovation after you make minimum payments. Now, this says a lot coming from a licensed lender. I've been a licensed lender since the requirement started in 2009, and I've been originating mortgages and helping people get further in debt since 1998. Now, my wife and I are 100% unsecured debt-free. I've only got $1.3 million worth of mortgage debt left. Oh my God, Jay, that's so much. Yeah, but I've got $4.5 million of houses alone. That doesn't count my retirement and all of that. So I pay $1.3 million more of debt, and my wife and I are actually really free, like the American dream of 20 grand a month with homes alone and residual income and no debt. And I want you to get to that same place. So if you have to finance it, please don't put it on a credit card. Don't put it on a signature 8.5% loan with your credit union. Don't even do a line of equity, which is like a financial Russian roulette, having a revolver against your head, because those rates can go up from month to month. If you have to refinance to get it done, that's the only way. Refinancing your primary mortgage, maybe take it from a 30 to a 15, take some cash out and get a plan to double up on your payments. But do not put it on a credit card. I see so much of that. Number 2, you want to make sure that you get 3 opinions on every single project you think you're going to do. Same thing with mortgage, same with real estate. I do it with hammers. Check on Amazon, check on Lowe's, and check on Ace Hardware or Home Depot. It's same concept. And number 3, you want to make sure that you look at that project closely. Because before you renovate a kitchen for $35,000 or $40,000, I'm going to tell you, how bad is that kitchen? Maybe you should just save the money and buy another asset, like the down payment for another house, and create $2,000 of residual income over the next 15 years, okay? But within the renovations itself, which are the good and the bad ones? And I'll tell you right now, from the list of more than 50, things like blowing out a wall between a living room and a dining room, putting up a fireplace, a faux fireplace, an entertainment center, adding a back door, a patio, all of that. Here is your top 5. Putting actual new siding on your home is on the top list and almost gives you 75% of your money back immediately if you just have curb appeal improved. Number four is actually a deck, a nice, affordable wood deck, not a Trex deck, that adds, it gives you that outside Colorado enjoyment space, but it actually adds value, especially if it's accompanied with a view. Number three, and the biggest and most profitable one inside, is actually a minor kitchen renovation. So you're not doing all the Chip and Joanna Gaines glass tile in the back and the huge vent cover that's, you know, $4,000 over the stove. You're not putting in Wolf appliances that are $7,000 or Sub-Zero freezers and all of this stuff. You're just maybe buying some new stainless appliances. You're doing a new nice granite top. You're maybe going with a tile that looks like a wood on the floor and maybe refacing cabinets. That's number three. Number two, actually, is putting a nice stone, like a veneer manufactured stone, on a couple walls, especially if you have a stucco house outside. Because again, number two, isn't that interesting where it's curb appeal? And number one, which is crazy, Matt, my producer, guessed it, and I didn't, is garage door. Doing a really nice, high-quality garage door replacement will give you 100% of the bang for your buck. So those are the best ones. Understand, four of the five were outside. And here's the bottom line. The number one renovation that you can do on your house and add value is something for the curb appeal outside. That includes landscaping. That includes a new front door like the garage door, stuff like that. Number two is actually renovating a kitchen or a bath in a minor fashion inside of your house, keeping it $15,000 or less. And number three, and the biggest category, is actually renovate space. If you renovate a basement, you're going to get 100% or 200% ROI rather than just your money back. Add a bedroom with an egress window and a closet, bang. Convert a closet upstairs to a bathroom. Actually adding a bathroom that wasn't there, that's big, huge bang for your buck. And then if you actually went and converted a whole basement with a separate entrance and you get into an accessory dwelling unit, an integrated ADU like a rental or an in-law suite, I've done radio shows about that. It's off the shelf. Now, here's the five ones that really suck. They're not going to give you any bang for your buck. The fifth worst is like this huge five-piece bathroom upgrade. You get less than 50 cents on the dollar. A major kitchen renovation, like I said, where you're putting 45, 50 grand into a kitchen, please stop it. Just save your money, eliminate debt, and go buy another house. A master suite addition, this is almost the worst. Knock out a whole bedroom to make your master bigger, and you got to put the wall back when you leave because you've actually lost value. Upscale bathroom where you knock out and do a walk-in closet. And then the worst is actually one of those patios on the back with all the fireplaces and the fire pit and the outdoor kitchen. You're losing money there, Joe. You're losing money there, Jane. So I hope that that helped you. Keep that in your records. You can listen to it again. And just like I say at the end of every single show and podcast, go grow and prosper. Implement some of these things. But tell a person close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, and purpose, pray to God that you'd get it right now. I mean, stop and pull over. Call me. I'll pray with you, because that's the miracle that happened in my life with you, the radio listeners. I want to share value with you, help you become financially independent, and have the most fruitful relationship with your loved ones. And please don't forget, sign up for my investment property class right now. Pull over on the side of the road and go to ChurchillColorado.com on your phone. Look for the menu, pull down the tab that says classes and events, click it, scroll down again, and see investment property March 17th, 2020, third week of March, Tuesday evening, 6:30 p.m. Be there. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. But you love